Good morning. It's late morning here in the USA. The temperature is about 40 degrees. Tonight it drops. Overnight it might be in the high 20s. However, I'm grateful for this moment to be able to say, I am not freezing. I'm happy. I'm healthy. I'm looking forward to the rest of the day here on January the 11th, and not long, it will be a very special day for some people here in this country, Martin Luther King Jr.'s Day. Some will celebrate privately, some publicly. And what does that mean? You tell me. My question today is, what is civil? That's right, civil. CIVIL. More coming up. MissSuyu.com. Internet wird uns, wir sind immer und für immer eins. When they use, abuse, and refuse to prosecute, remember the truth, the whole truth. I am back again today. I did say that I'm going to talk about civil, and I asked, what is civil? Exactly. I found different websites that took me to different levels, and I can go on and on and on with civil. I can talk about just the community civilization. Civil concerns, I could take it to another level, but I am going to just bring you to urbandictionary.com. And this is what I have. Civil, another way to say polite, mostly used by, I'm not going to say that word because it starts with a B, stuck up people who think they are much better than others. 99% of the time, they are not. Stuck up snob. I will act civil to them tonight. Oh, you mean polite? Civil. A fluid definition that can mean to be proper and polite even in an argument and suddenly sprouting insults. And civil to me means being able to get a point across without it getting out of control. Sometimes we try to address things in a civil manner and we think people are on our level. we think they can understand what we're really saying, thinking, and feeling. And some people are not on that level. They don't have the same concerns. It seems like they're on cloud nine. And when we have issues, we want to address, and people that are in a position to listen, to hear, they act like they are so uncivilized and uneducated and inexperienced, lack of consideration. They act like they have better things to do with their time than to do the job, or it's not their job. So what is civil? If I go to someone and say, hey, this is what's going on. Well, they say, well, you need to go and talk to your family. That's a family issue. You stay out of my family. Okay, you are not family. You don't need to be involved with my family. And then your job to handle the civil issues is not a concern. Well, that's a family matter. Y'all need to talk. You can't tell people what they need to be doing with their family. If it's a family issue, why are you getting involved? If it was a family issue, then the family would be involved and other people need to stay in their lane. But people don't need you in their family if you're not part of that family. Talking, spreading rumors, backstabbing, gossiping. You're not helping the issue in a civil way. You're helping escalate the issue. You're adding more problems. And some people believe that's their job, to stick their nose all into other people's family personal issues and cause more, add more problems on top of the problems that are already there. And then they can stop and say, well, those are family issues. Well, you stay out of it then. You added more problems to the problems. You put icing on the cake. Well, I was just trying to help. No, you were not trying to help. You were trying to get in there for your own personal gain. And some people, they do not want anything to do with people if they are not helping them, helping their career. They don't want to deal with civil issues because it's not good enough for their goals, their expectations. They would rather deal with the people in their church, in their office, on their job, in their community, people that they like, people within their family. But if they don't know you, they don't like you, they're not related to you, then your civil issues are your family issues. It's not their job to be dealing with or working with your civil issues because they have other things that they're trying to do and you are in the way. So now these civil issues have become more serious and led to criminal issues. And that's where the bougie believe they are so much better because they aren't criminals. The bougie people are the special, important people that know the pastor, that know the higher class people or the politicians that they can go to. They know prominent people. They've been living in that town or in that city for so many years, so they have made a lot of contacts that can get things done. So the people that are having civil issues are actually not helping their position, especially if they don't like them. They don't like what they're doing. So we have civil concerns, but who handles civil concerns? Those in a position that are hired to deal with those civil concerns. And when they are so busy and they don't have the expertise, the experience, the knowledge, the education, they need to move on and let someone else do the work. Because civil issues on top of civil issues and 5, 10, 15, 20 years later, they don't know anything. They want to put the responsibility onto another coworker. And they would rather see the persons that are involved in the civil issues that are not so important. They would rather see them get on medication, become unemployed, become homeless, become a mental statistic, become an outcast, a community flunky. They'd rather see them on food stamps, in project houses, places where they don't want to live, where they don't want to work. They would rather find them a job, help them find a career they think they are, they act like they are, but they wouldn't work on that job. They wouldn't dare be in that career field. They would help them get food stamps, donated canned goods. All these services that they don't even want, don't care to want. And say they're helping these people and taking care of these people. You don't need to take care of anyone. Just do your job. People can take care of themselves. But you would rather treat them as someone that is incapable of living up to your expectations and say they need special care or special help, because you really don't want to deal with the normal issues, the normal lifestyle, the normal job descriptive duties. And you get involved with their personal life, but you really shouldn't be there. Just do your job. But you have a hard time because people are not giving you anything and helping you. So you feel as though these people are not that important. They are the ones that need special attention, special. You are on that high class level. And the other people that are depending on you are a problem. Their behavior doesn't add up to your expectations. We have so many people now living in cardboard boxes and tents, and we walk right on by and we will talk about them. Oh, they don't want a place to live. They don't want a job. They don't want nothing. Well, with that attitude, you won't get anywhere. The issues, the civil issues, you really don't want to deal with because it takes some work. It takes paperwork. It takes concentration. It takes dedication. So, we would wait until the civil issues become so serious into criminal issues. And it's so easy to dial 911 to get an officer over there to escort them down to the jail. And you can really say that you did your job then. Hallelujah. What is civil? Well, if it is so civil, how did it get to become so out of control? Criminal in nature. It's a lack of attention there to duty. And when people don't care, the concerns are not there, then we have a society, we have a country, we have a city, we have a state, we have a county that is only concerned about profit, gain, and capitalism, growth, economic stimulation. The upper class, the bourgeoisie, and the people that don't have it, they are the rejects that need to be on some psychiatric stimulant in some kind of supportive housing where people can keep an eye on them. That's what happened to slaves when the slave owners couldn't use them anymore. They pushed them aside and said, they need special care. They cannot handle life situations on their own because you did not do what you were supposed to do while they were directly involved. And you knew that, but you profited off of them while they were slaves. And once you could not use these people anymore, they were the rejects, they were the mentally ill, they were the homeless, they were the illiterate. That's what's going on in society today. People are so busy making their money, taking care of their needs, but the job that they are supposed to do is just collecting their money and take care of their needs, and their slaves, their clients, excuse me. Yes, they're the little ones that are the experimental patients, objects that are being used to keep America so great and financially stable and keep people working. The working class. The ones that are so smart and too busy to deal with civil situations. What's so hard about being civil? You tell me. More coming up. Yes, I am coming up to the bottom where the road ends. What is civil? Was kind of interesting today, trying to figure it out and bring it to you. Some people might be a little confused right now because I kind of went there. It's kind of detailed and strong, and some might wonder, what do you mean? What are you trying to say? What are you trying to do with this civil thing? Basically, if I feel like I am civil, I feel like I got it together and I'm getting along with people, I'm understanding people, I'm communicating with people, I'm not violating people, I'm respecting people, I'm understanding them, I'm feeling them, I'm listening, I'm hearing, and by no way and means am I here to harm you. I want you to be on the road to success. I want you to accomplish. I want you to reach your goals. I want you to remain inspired and be happy. I want you to live life to its fullest. I want you to gain. I want you to have. And if I am in the way, you know, let me know. And if I feel like I'm in the way, I will gladly move on. Have some harmony. Really. But when Somebody's always doing the caring. Someone's always doing the backing down. Someone's always being the one that's being understanding. When someone is always losing to try to get along with people, to try to survive around people. When someone seems to always be falling down, having dilemmas and crises. And it's so hard to get the ones that are responsible for maintaining civilization, civility, to get the job done. I keep falling. I keep running into brick walls. What do I mean? Problems after problems. People hang up the phone when I call them with an issue. They have a smart, disrespectful attitude, mimicking, mocking, talking down, looking down on me. What's so civil about that? Who's gonna be civil? Oh, I didn't know you called me. I didn't know you filed a complaint. Oh, when did you file a complaint? Who did you talk to? Confusion. Is that civil? Denying. That wasn't me. That was someone else. They don't know. They know. You know, they no longer work here. Have you heard that before? They don't work here no more. They got fired. They found another job. Or they got laid off. Confusion on top of confusion. Is that civil? Really? Tell me, somebody. And then we expect the people that we do this to be normal. Just go get you some meds. Go to that community hospital right there. They have a behavioral health section, a mental health clinic there. Because you had problems before, right? So this just extends to, you know, something else and something else, and you know, you having flashbacks from the past. Oh, wow, these people work in a position to help people and to maintain civility? Oh, if so, it's a wonder why so many people just try to manage on their own without people like that. Because if people are in this world hanging up the phone on people when they call with civil issues, dealing with citizens, they ignore written complaints, verbal complaints. They don't have time for civil people. But they have time for the violent ones. And you will see the photos of these criminals that became so violent after the fact. Just pasted all over social media. So you're so proud of these criminals that you rejected when they were trying to be civil, right? Oh, precious you are. How did we get to this point? Where is civil? Nowhere around now. And you not anywhere around, because you got ghosts after it hit the fan. You knew a while ago, or historically, previously, that something was going on, but you did not like that individual or people, but you didn't care about their situations. You didn't like the situations or something, so you were not going to even get involved, you and your peoples. And you know it's chaos, you know it's crazy, you know people about to bounce off of walls, but you would rather see them taking that pill in the morning and in the evening so you can write that down. Oh, you're going to make sure you take note of their inequalities, their deficiencies, their disabilities. Yes, so you can get your promotion and your light can shine in front of those privileged people. The ones that you see in your church on Sunday mornings that grin and smile and hallelujah, you're so righteous, and the people that you do not even service civilly will not be in that church with you. I guarantee you that. And they will probably not vote for you and your kind. I know I wouldn't. So you wait until these civil situations become so criminal in nature that you can really talk about people that try to be so nice to you. So people had enough. And they're saying they're not going to take any more of the lies, the covering up, the extortion, the bribery, the embezzling, the fraternization, that harassment, deception. You would rather blame them when they become criminals. Are you not going to admit anything? And you say, power to the people. You're out there marching, talking about all lives matter. Black lives matter. Brown lives matter. Native American lives matter, etc. Oh, please, save it. People want to survive. They want to live. Where's the check? You have no check to remedy all of the suffering and pain and embarrassment. You ruin people's reputation. You scandalize their name and their character. They're defamed all over every 50 states maybe right now, but you really don't care. And you're not going to admit anything, but you will gladly turn the channel to a show or a station that you like, that's pleasing to you. Oh, help the people that do not have. The people that you get out there and recruit to vote for you, that you lie to. The people that helped you and you no longer need them, you no longer can use them, but you know their history, you know their past. That's why there's such in a disastrous situation. That's why they can't get anywhere. They tried. They go up and down, job to job. Their mood swings up and down. They have to run to different clinics and trying to get it together. But you know their situation and what led up, what added on. If they did have problems before, well, does it help to just include additional issues? Is that funny? Oh, you want to show people what you can do and that they will never be nothing and never get anywhere. And you're so much smarter. And you can do these things and get away with it. Oh, so civil you are. In a civil country that loves and respects all of these little people. Brown people, black people, and disabled people. Oh, how so prominent you are. You're bringing them a bologna sandwich, a ham and cheese sandwich, Coca-Cola's potato chips, right? Some pizza, right? Some all meat hot dogs out there on the corner. You see them at the parks. Sleeping under trees and in tents. They have their little sleeping bags with all these blankets. You know, Tent City, they call it, or, you know, in the hood. Oh, you're going around there to help them stay there. Let's bring them clothes and food and hygiene kits. We're going to help them be comfortable there. Oh, really? Would you do that to your mother or your father? No, you will not. But the easy way out is to let them stay out there on those streets in the psychiatric hospitals, in the jails and prisons, so you can sit back and say, oh, my hands are full. I don't really, we need more funding and we're short of staff. That's right. It's been going on for so many years. That's what I hear. Over and over again. We have excuses and so many problems for not providing civil communities, environments, neighborhoods, life for people. But we do not have any excuse or many excuses for continuously filling the jails and the prisons to house the people that we really rejected long time ago. We are not putting the funding into programs, resources that can rehabilitate people. We're not providing checks, restitution, and reparations to victims or citizens that really need it or were due. Because you know what? This is the way it goes. We can blame them when, after they had enough, after they reached a boiling point, after we did so much to them, our posse, all of us, different organizations done talked about these people. Yes, we done spread so many rumors about them, and so got all these people disliking them and talking about them. And so you're saying that these people really are a problem to us. Your job is to spread rumors while you're getting paid hateful, mean lies and sharing people's personal information that can harm them. That is your job. That's what you are getting paid to do. In a civil world, in a civil society, in a civil community, in a civil environment, in a civil life, that's your job, to disrupt and make life miserable for the people. And you say they need to be on a stabilizer. They can go get some help from their family. You need to get some help from your family. Let your family take care of you. Find a family member or family members that can help you in your situation, because you are out of control, projecting what someone needs to be doing with their life when you're sitting on your behind, ignoring the fact that it is uncivil and you need to do your job. I'm glad I do not work with people like you. And I do not miss being in corporate America or in certain workplaces with people that have so much on their plate, and they will deny civil rights, human rights, respect, safety, law-abiding citizens the right, the constitutional right to live in this country without having to give up those rights. I am happy that I left people like you alone a long time ago, because life is too precious and valuable to spend around people that sit around and just use people, cause people so many problems. Depression, suicide. Mental issues, stressors, and people that don't care what they do. They can see people falling and failing, and they can watch them. But they have better things to do with their time than to help. Oh, happy day is here because I moved on. And I learned to be around people that can value me. That I don't have to do anything for them in order for them to do what they're supposed to do. I don't have to do anything for them in order for them to be responsible to do the job that they're getting paid to do. I don't have to be around people like that, that are only thinking about themselves and their journey. The ones that throw rocks and hide and act like they are so wrapped up into civility, they're so civil. Really, behind the curtains, they're the ones that really disrupt. And they act like they're so concerned. Oh my. What a day. Right here to remember. And we all know the difference between civil and criminal, unless we're a child and haven't been taught. But sometimes we don't draw the line, and we don't take action before it gets out of control. And I hope all of us can continue to understand what civil really is and how to maintain civility in our everyday lives. May peace be with you, your family, your friends, and coworkers.